We're sorry, but we're not here right now. We're on spring break for one day.
Show us your boobs!
It's Kevin and Sluggo, and please leave a message after the tone.
Show us your boobs.
it's just going to be a bunch of tape from the very first couple of days or weeks or whatever while we're off on spring break for a day. Like the very first break ever we did.
We only get a day, though.
Yeah.
It's bullshit.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
What'd you just say?
What?
That was good.
I just said
You're supposed to screw it up.
95.5 KLOS. Listen, it's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hi.
I'm happy to be here. This is Kevin Ryder.
That's Sluggo Ryder.
Yes. Who knew this would ever happen? I was at K-Rock for 30 years, and, they let me go. So, all right, good.
They did?
Now I'm here. I haven't
heard anything about this.
And I'm very excited about it, but I was just telling Sluggo that it's sort of odd that people love that I mess up. So they root for me to make mistakes.
There's actually collections of moments with Kevin, basically, in the world, right?
Thousands of them.
So when's the first one?
But I don't know. But when I...
People are making bets right now. Wagers are being thrown down.
There's drinking
Cash.
Games.
Yeah.
There are.
Nice.
And they think that I'll say the other station and I'll get confused. And, look, I have a prism in my head and words go in and then it comes out in whatever order it comes out.
You know, no one cares.
I do, right?
No.
That's
who cares? It's radio. What a stupid business. So the reason I threw that song on Def Leppard there is because you were told at one time back in Phoenix that you were never allowed to play that song on the radio. We weren't, yeah.
Sluggo and I worked on Saturday Night Party Patrol in a station in Phoenix.
Yeah.
And we went to the management. We said, listen to this song.
It's amazing.
Pour
it's
some
huge.
Sugar on me.
Right.
They wouldn't. And then they eventually listened to it. And we were told this radio station will never, ever play that song.
And it became the biggest song of the year for the station.
Yep.
Which is just a perfect example of how ridiculous radio is. For example, letting someone go who's very familiar to Los Angeles radio at the beginning of a pandemic.
I mean, that
seems
happens.
Like a really bad idea.
I mean, other people have it worse, but yeah, that wasn't ideal.
No, right.
Exactly. It wasn't ideal.
Yes, yes.
That's
radio.
They let hourly people go, and that is what sucks.
Yeah,
that's what sucks.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so we'll take your calls, 818-955-KLOS.
And let us know if you are already wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin will occur.
Maybe you already lost money.
755-KLOS, Southern California's rock station.
Sluggo, where do you stand on the royal family?
Mostly on their necks, but sometimes on their...
No, I'm saying, like, are you an admirer?
Oh, I have no ill will and...
I have a lot of ill will.
Because of an old friend of yours, right?
Yes.
Most specifically.
My former partner used to talk about him all the time, but
right.
I also think that it's really incredibly stupid to think that if you come from a bloodline, you should rule.
It's a weird, it's
That's
a weird thing
dumb.
To be hanging on to this long and down the game.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, especially all that money that goes to them. I mean,
so Oprah had Prince Harry and Meghan Markle on, and they had quite the interview. And so I thought what we would do is check in with Prince Charles.
Oh, okay.
Can we see if he's on there?
I think he's on line 68.
Charles?
Yes, hello.
Hi, I want to play a few clips from this interview and get you to respond, okay?
Well, why wouldn't I after the wonderful things you've had to say about my family?
That was someone else. I think he left the room.
Very well, then.
Here's the first clip for Meghan.
Speaking to Oprah, the Duchess of Sussex described a world that left her isolated and feeling trapped.
I remember so often people within the firm would say, well, you can't do this because it'll look like that. You can't, can I go and have lunch with my friends? No, you're oversaturated, you're everywhere. And I said, I've left the house twice in 4 months. I'm everywhere, but I am nowhere.
I mean, that sounds, she's been out twice in 4 months?
Yeah, how's that oversaturation?
What's going on there?
She was in all the newspapers and all the tabloids, and there was a lot of coverage regarding the relationship, and we thought it would be in the best interest of the royal family if she were to keep a lower profile.
I see.
Lower than going out twice in 4 months?
Yes, plus her friends are just awful.
That's how a lot of...
We didn't want her spending any time with those people.
I mean, what do you mean by those people?
You know, the commoners.
Okay. In this next clip, she talks about her mental health, asking for help, and being told no.
I went to the institution, and I said that I needed to go somewhere to get help, and I was told that I couldn't, that it wouldn't be good for the institution.
What does that mean? Why is she calling it the institution?
Well, that's what I'm saying. She's already in an institution. What more help does she want than that? After all, the royal family is quite the nut house.
They also called it The Firm a lot during that interview, which was a little, you know.
I love that song, Radioactive.
That refers to my buttocks.
Does it? Okay.
Yes.
It's not how she seemed to use it, but all right. Here they're talking about being pregnant with their boy Archie and some of the questions that were coming their way.
The couple also shared with Oprah that when they were expecting their son Archie, the palace brought up his title and security detail.
Those months when I was pregnant, he won't be given security. He's not going to be given a title. And also concerns and conversations about how dark his skin might be when he's born.
What?
What?
Hold on.
Who is having that conversation with you?
Who is having that conversation with her, Prince Charles?
Yes, well, who indeed? I resent any implications of racism on the part of the royal family, quite frankly. Well, look at the history of the British Empire. We've always been very fond of brown and black people. That's why we often go and take their countries. Let's face it, if we didn't like them, why would we want to own them so badly?
Man. So you're saying you didn't have that conversation with them?
No, of course not. This is ridiculous to even assume that there would be any sort of implication of racism on part of the royal family.
Okay, all right. We were talking to Prince Charles about this Oprah interview with Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. The last clip here is that they ask Harry if he could leave the family and if he could have without Meghan. This is his answer.
I myself was trapped.
Please explain how you, Prince Harry, raised in a palace, in a life of privilege, literally a prince, how you were trapped.
Trapped within the system, like the rest of my family are. My father and my brother, they are trapped.
You are trapped, Prince
Dude,
Charles.
You're trapped.
I would beg to differ on that point. I don't feel trapped at all. I feel that my mother is just a very handsome man, and it's a pleasure to be hanging out with her as often as possible. Some people get tattoos of her face on their body, I've heard.
What kind of idiot would do that?
Would you suggest they do that or no?
I suggest they find an institution and perhaps get some mental health themselves.
The Kevin and Sluggo Show is taped before a live studio audience, and this is the worst of Kevin and Sluggo while they are on spring break today.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. This is Kevin Ryder. It's my first day with Sluggo. Hey. We're doing the show together. And I just want to point out, thank you to all my friends who are texting me wrong information, hoping that I'll say it. Hey, have a great day on 99.5. Just close enough that maybe I'll mess up.
I think it's for wagering purposes. They're hoping you're going to...
Probably, yeah. But doesn't that seem like
that's
cheating?
That's cheating. Great. That's my favorite thing.
That's cheating. I think Bob Saget is on the phone, isn't he?
It's an expensive sound.
I'm right here.
Hey, Bob.
I am right here. Hello, my friends. Kevin, I'm so happy that you're on 98.6.
Come on, Bob.
I just took my temperature rectally, and that's what it says. So I assume that's what you're doing. Sluggo, how are you, my friend? It's
wonderful.
Been long.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's... Smart move. I'm so glad that you're there and Bean's back, and it's just good.
No, it's just me and Sluggo.
No, what?
Yeah.
I didn't sign up for this. Yeah. Hold on.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's it.
Every day now. Every day. So what time do you guys start every day?
3 o'clock, 3 to 7.
So now you can be on my hours, comics hours. You don't have to get up at 5 in the morning, get the newspaper, step on a sprinkler, break your foot open.
Correct. I woke up this morning, and I took a shower, and I was ready to go, and I still had like 4 hours before I had to leave. I didn't even know what to do with myself.
It's a good time to read Cliff Notes of famous books and then call an old teacher.
And then act like I read the book. I like it.
I don't know. I had a premise, and I shouldn't have pitched it on the air.
That's what I like about you. Go ahead.
No, exactly. There's no beginning, middle, or end.
Right.
It was Rodney Dangerfield who used to say, I've got no beginning, I got no end, and I'm weak in the middle. But I'm thrilled. I'm so happy you're there.
Thank you.
We really need you, and Klaus is lucky to have
K-L-O-S,
you.
KLOS, yeah.
It's
KLOS.
Not Klaus?
No.
And Croc is a croc of... So they're gone.
You're right. So then,
and I'm just thrilled. When I found out that you were doing this, I saw it on Twitter, I had to take care of myself. I got so excited.
Oh, and, all right.
Bob, do you have any video of that? Bob, pray tell, please.
Well, it was actually shot at the parking garage on the guy on the floor below me.
So, oh, that's sad.
So, yeah, it's on TikTok. So I'm pretty happy with it. I don't know what song was playing. Let's see. I'm only happy when it rains. I think he was playing.
Sure.
Or no, but any Live and Let Die, that's a nice song to play during a quarantine. Thank you. Good song during a pandemic. That makes me feel secure.
I mean, I don't think we were thinking about the pandemic when we played the song.
No.
They were separate.
No, yeah.
They were separate.
But I'm glad you're well. I'm really happy you're well.
I know this guy got it twice.
I got COVID twice.
Two times.
Yeah. That sucked.
He's that guy that goes back for second cupcakes in grade school.
I do not recommend it. It's not cool.
No, don't do it.
Not cool.
Have you ever had herpes?
No.
Liar!
It's a great question, though.
I can't wait to see you then. No, I mean, you know, what about, people don't even think about this, what if someone's drowning and a guy like from Baywatch gives you mouth-to-mouth? Usually those guys are carriers because they're all lifeguards. So
right.
They're not helped. They might save your life, but you're going to have swords on your mouth. I don't think it's worth it. I mean, what's this?
You wouldn't rather live that way than die?
Not with a whole mouthful of mushrooms.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're actually on spring break today, and today only.
One day of spring break today.
Yes. We are going to party our asses off. Right now, it's time for the
worst of.
Worst of. I was going to say best.
No.
But
no
then
such
I
thing.
Rethought it, and it's the worst of.
So here's another little segment from, I don't know, a few days ago, weeks ago, years ago.
Hello?
Hi.
Is this Lisa May?
It is.
Yeah, Lisa.
Ding, 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 and all of that.
How are you?
Marco and Kevin, this is amazing.
It's the end of radio as we know it.
I know. That's true.
Where are you right now, Lisa?
I am in Palm Springs, in my lovely home.
Oh.
And so you had decided to quit this damn radio thing and go out there and teach people how to karate kick or karate dance. Or...
She's a black belt, yes.
Yes, kung fu fighting.
Well, we know that I'm a brown belt.
Brown belt.
And I broke a really big piece of chocolate, as Kevin can attest to.
Yeah.
And it only hurt my hand a little.
I worked with Lisa for how many years did I work with you?
We worked together from 91 until, 2015?
Isn't that crazy?
I mean, it was a long time.
It was a crash landing at the end, but so was mine.
That's radio.
Yeah.
That's radio, yeah.
Definition of radio.
Yeah, and then I came over here, and I was so happy to join this team, and most especially because my friend Lisa May was in-house, and then you're like, ah, Sluggo, I'm out. That was very wise of you, actually.
Did you do that?
Because
you, in fact, hate Sluggo.
No, I love Sluggo. Oh. It's so much fun to have Sluggo come over. He's so, like, happy and warm and lovely all the time and always asks about your dog.
He's a little happy child.
Thank you guys for lying and covering for me because, you know, the exact opposite is true. I'm going to have a meltdown here any minute, I'm sure.
Well, Lisa.
That's an a-hole. But go ahead.
We always got the traffic from you for a long time. So can you, where are you, Palm Springs?
Yes.
All right, give us a big update.
Yeah. What's the roads like?
I can totally do it.
Yeah.
I can totally do it. So let's start with the 10.
Okay.
Interstate 10. You know, it's not too crowded through Cabazon.
Okay.
It looks really good. There may be a little wind. And,
oh, that's my fault. I'm sorry.
And, like, I don't know, some debris. That's about it. All the way to the 111. Then you take the 111, and that takes you into Palm Springs. And that's a little windy, but really sunny and beautiful and windmills. And then there's lights, and you take the lights through Palm Springs, and you go on all the way through Cathedral City and Rancho Mirage.
This is starting to sound like a near-death experience.
Wide open.
This is like the near-death experience we were talking about.
Are you giving us directions to your house?
And then you go to Palm... No. You passed my house now.
Oh, damn it.
Desert to Fred Waring, and that's where the strength code is, which is where I teach you to get stronger.
Oh, wait, what's the name of it?
The Strength Code Palm Desert.
And everybody head out there right now. Drive out there right now. She just said the traffic is perfectly clear. And let's go see Lisa May. Yay!
Yay!
What a nice reunion.
It's lovely. Can I do the out cue?
Yeah, please do.
I'm Lisa May, and that's KLOS Traffic.
Nice.
Spring break!
Woo! For one day!
One day of spring break. It's Kevin and Sluggo on spring break today. We're not here.
Right, so we're giving you the worst of.
Which is all on tape, which is why sometimes we're saying that it's Tuesday the 3rd of January and sometimes saying it's the wrong song. Cause we're
I haven't worked here in January, but okay.
Yeah, that's right. And the damn game isn't happening. The 1 second of nonstop rock.
We'll be back tomorrow.
Gonna be back tomorrow. And it's gonna be worth some cash.
It's just not happening today.
No. Today it's the worst of it. Stuff that's happened already. You've called in and you've told us about horrible dates. That was one of the questions we were asking, how your date went terribly. And who's this?
Bree.
Hi, Bree. We're talking about first dates that went terribly south. What happened?
This was actually a second date. He invited me to go to the drive-in, and he said, oh, my stomach's bothering me. He then proceeded to fart in my car, not get out, not try to roll down the window for the whole entire movie.
Oh!
I can't watch Iron Man now without, like, smelling, like, this rejection and, like, stupidity.
What is wrong with people?
Wow. So you actually sat there and dealt with it? I mean, that's actually pretty admirable, really. Admiral Akbar. I mean, to not throw the door open and run. I mean, good on you, but damn.
Well, I texted my mom and she called me with an emergency that someone was in an accident.
Brilliant. Well done.
Excellent. You did the right thing.
Tis the worst of Kevin and Sluggo, and once upon a time, many calls came in about bad advice y'all had received on KLOS.
Hi, Gratsom. Don't eat yellow snow.
Oh, yeah. No, I think that's good advice.
That's a solid one right there. Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. What's your worthless advice for the world?
First marriage is for love. Second one is for money.
Yeah, that's probably kind of accurate, actually. Thank you. Hi, KLOS.
What's the bad advice that you've gotten?
Oh, Kevin.
Yes.
Kevin, okay.
Hi.
It's because when the time Kevin told me to put it all in on the Arizona Cardinals.
Right.
Oh, you told this fine lady
right there
to go in all on the Cardinals? And
I go all in on the Cardinals every year. I bet on the Cardinals to win the Super Bowl because the odds are long. Although now they're getting better.
Did you lose your shirt?
Of course I did. Kevin, I'm so glad to hear your voice.
Thank you. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks for calling in. Hi, KLOS. Worthless advice?
Yeah, if you keep playing with the willy, you're going to keep having pimples.
Really? I've never heard that one.
I haven't heard that one. The hairy palms one.
Yeah, sure.
Take a look at my palm. That's pretty hairy, right? Hi, KLOS. Playing with your willy, by the way.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, thank you. Have you received some terrible advice?
This is one that my old man used to say, and I never understood it.
Okay.
Let me give you a nickel's worth of free advice.
Yeah, I don't like that.
That makes no sense.
No.
Maybe that's what wooden nickels are for.
Right on, thanks for calling in. Hey, it's KLOS. Have you gotten any useless advice over the years?
Hey, I got one for you. A dad found his son masturbating.
Right.
His dad told his son, if you keep doing that, then you're going to go blind. He asked his dad, he said, well, can I just do it long enough till I need glasses?
That's a pretty good joke.
That's a gooder.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're actually on spring break today, and today only.
One day of spring break today.
Yes. We are going to party our asses off. Right now, it's time for the
worst of.
I was going to say best.
No.
But
no
then
such
I
thing.
Rethought it, and it's the worst of.
So here's another little segment from, I don't know, a few days ago, weeks ago, years ago.
Hey, guys. How you doing, man? This is Chad Angel. How you doing? With Angel Cereals out of Peru. How's it going, fellas?
Wow. Well, we're well, and it sounds like you're doing pretty well as well.
Woo! I'm doing great, man. You know, I want you to know, I heard you guys talking about the story, and I just want you to know I am the CEO and marketing, executive from Cereales Angel, which is, we say, down here in Peru. But actually, it's a company named after me. I'm Chad Angel. It's my cereal company,
okay.
And I just wanted to straighten a couple things out, if you don't mind.
Okay, yes,
no,
please.
That sounds very good. Tell us about it, sir.
Look, this whole thing's a misunderstanding, okay? I do distribute cereals around the world. I am an international cartel company. I'm a company, and we sell cereal all around the world. And yes, the cornflakes were my cornflakes, but I had nothing to do with any cocaine that was ever found by any dogs.
Yeah, I mean, there were 44 pounds of it.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. If you had 44 pounds of cocaine, let's say that's a street value of, I don't know, $2,822,400, would you put it in this cereal, man? That's crazy. Who would do that?
I mean, I think you do that. People
no
like
way,
you do
man,
that.
No way. I don't, I'm a legitimate businessman. All I do is sell cereal. And, you know, it's crazy. The whole thing is a massive undertaking. And what are they doing with dogs around cereal anyway? That seems unsanitary to me, man. You want, like, dog hair in your Rice Krispies? Not me, man.
You sound like you're very excited,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, you're a little amped.
Well, man, no, man, I know. I'm just a happy guy. I'm a happy guy. That's why they call me the Snow Angel, man. Like, my friends call me Snow Angel because I like to make snow angels. And they call me Chatty Lines because, you know, I wear a lot of stripes, or Chatty Rails because I like to go on a lot of railroad trips, or Chatty Bumps, or Chatty Toots, or Johnny 8-Ball. I play a lot of pool with Johnny Cocaine. A lot of, you know, I got a lot of different nicknames. But I am a legitimate businessman, and I'm just trying to sell cereal, man.
Okay, so you're saying that there was no cocaine on the cornflakes?
Not when they left my factory, man. No, something happened between my factory and Cincinnati, man, and I had nothing to do with it. It's crazy. I mean, this is losing my mind. This is nuts. Hold on a second. What? Okay, look, I gotta go, man. I just got a huge order. Donald Trump Jr. just ordered 47 cases of Cocoa Puffs. Okay.
You, yes, you are enjoying the special gold edition of the absolute worst of the Kevin and Sluggo show. It's stuff that was recorded 300 or 400 years ago, like this particular telephone call.
We have a special guest on the phone. No way, man. No way.
It's happening.
No way. We're in charge here.
How are you doing that? How are you making that happen?
God bless you, Sluggo, for doing that. That's the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Can't turn that off right now.
I love that. Nope. Hey,
Bean.
How does 1 second of rock work? How does that work? Can I play? Can I win $1,000?
Yes.
No, how does it work?
Yeah.
Seriously.
It's the same as, except for we use 1 second of any song in the middle and beginning wherever.
It's pretty tough. It's just literally a fraction of a second.
Can you play? No. Wait, I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. No, you have to be caller 13. So.
Yeah, so.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's cool.
Yeah.
Does anyone ever win? Have you actually given away $1,000 to somebody in the game?
It's actually $500, and we've given away $2,000, I think, on Friday.
Yeah, it rolls over every time someone gets it wrong. So, yeah, the next time.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is big time radio. Let me say, Kevin and I are used to very janky prizes. The fact that you're actually like handing out hundies is pretty impressive. I gotta be honest.
I was trying to explain to Doug when we were asking people to send us their t-shirts so that we could then give them away.
Yeah.
That was quite a deal. So Bean.
Yes, and remember Kevin, back in the day where we could afford one billboard because we raised the money, our listeners raised the money for us to put up one billboard. And then rather than have billboards all over Southern California and then people could drive by and see us, we just had to give them the address of where our one was and they had to drive to it if they wanted to see
it. It was like in an alley off to the side somewhere.
It wasn't in a great location. No. Really ever.
No, it was no. And Kevin, do you remember, honestly, the first picture that we got, you could only see about half of the billboard because there was an enormous tree in front of it.
It was like 75% tree, 25% billboard.
Trip Reed picked that one out personally for you guys.
How you been, man?
Well, let me say, I'm doing great. Okay, I'm doing fantastic. I just had to pause. My wife and I are watching the third Bring It On movie.
Not No Man Land?
Wait, hold on. Is this where the person comes in second place and says, second place, hell yeah.
The same series, but this is a different installment of the movie. This is the third one. So I had to pause that to jump on and talk to you guys.
Okay.
No, I'm doing great, and this is a thrill to talk
it's
to
so
both of you guys.
It's so weird to hear you two together again. This is the first time since November 2019. Is that right, that you've been on the radio together?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, we did an interview within a couple of weeks with Jim Rome, I think. That was probably officially the last time. But, yeah, I mean, I've missed you guys. And Sluggo, I mean, you know, I go back just as far with you as I do with Kevin. So it's a thrill for, you know, all three of us. This feels like a mini reunion of our station in Arizona. But I just want to say, because I don't know how long you guys are going to have me on.
Another 10, 15 seconds.
As a radio geek, and Kevin, as long as you've known me, you know that radio is my thing, and it has been since I was a little kid. It's all I ever cared about, all I wanted to do. It's why I can't get laid, okay? Because all I care about is radio.
Is that
right?
What's going on?
Oh, that's very true.
Yeah, me too.
I can vouch for that. What?
Nothing.
Being on KLOS is such a thrill for me. Like, this is a gold star in my diary right now because is one of the legendary, radio stations in America. I mean, it has been rocking for more than 50 years, and just to be on the airwaves following people like Jim Ladd and Bob Coburn and Gino Michelini and all these classic names that Southern Californians know. I mean, it's just really cool.
But doesn't it get taken down a notch just, because I'm here?
Yeah, I mean, this isn't their finest hour, if that's what you're asking. No. When the history of KLOS is written, you will not be in the first 10 pages. But what I'm saying is, I can tell from hearing you, Kevin, that there's some, forget putting some zap in your step, but there's a thrill in being at a radio station that has that intangible vibe that we used to love so much at K-Rock back in the old days. And there have been other stations, KMET, other stations, you know, in the market that have had that. But there are some stations you can just tell when you walk in the front door, when you walk down the hall, when you put your butt into the air chair, that it's happening and it's fun and people are glad to be there and you can feel that connection with the audience. And I don't think I'm making any of this up.
No, that's a fact.
It really does come through on the radio.
Yeah, it is a fact.
And Sluggo, you've been around a long time. I'm sure you were delighted to realize that when you got over to KLOS that was the vibe, right?
Oh, 100%. That it is what it seemed like, and the listeners are as dialed in and as excited about KLOS as it seemed to be.
Sluggo's the one that got me interested in doing this. Yeah. He was texting me like crazy. I had to block him at one point. He's like, hey, we're having fun. This is a situation where the program director doesn't listen or doesn't care, so it seems like we can do anything we want.
You can actually throw things on and have fun, like you know, the early days of KROQ.
Exactly.
200 years ago.
Yeah. Now, how are you? And forgive me, Kevin, you know my default position is I feel like I have to interview everybody that I'm talking to. I just have to. How are you dealing with the fact that you hate classic rock music? What are you doing about that?
I don't hate as much classic rock music as you would think, A. And B, KLOS is not super old.
Yeah.
It really has. I mean, we play the new Foo Fighters, for God's sakes.
Yeah, just a second ago, the brand new one from the radio.
So it's really
and I know that you guys have championed tons of new music. I mean, more than any other station in the market, perhaps. You guys are certainly for rock music. You guys, no, I'm serious.
Oh, okay.
Music as well.
All right,
we have. Many people know.
Yeah.
But I just remember, you know, for so long, Sluggo, if a song gets to be over about 6 months old, Kevin is done with it. He is on to the next thing. Like, that's too old for him.
I really don't have patience. If that's what you're saying, I don't have patience.
I can't imagine you putting on the headphones and going, yeah, man, give me some Hendrix, you know?
Yeah, it happens.
Well.
All right, now, Bean, I do want to talk to you about the time change, because this for a long time has been a burr in your ass. Is that where a burr goes?
Yes, that's exactly where it goes.
Okay.
Saddle. It goes in your saddle.
Oh, saddle.
It does technically rub up against your ass.
Okay, so, good.
Yeah.
The Los Angeles Times tweeted, daylight savings begins this weekend.
L.A. Times, daylight savings.
And Bean quote tweets and says, your intern who tweets is making you look terrible by misspelling saving.
When was the first time that bothered you? And I mean, did you know as an infant that it was daylight saving, or did you learn later? And when did you finally go on the warpath about this?
I mean, I don't remember. Kevin, you may remember when I started going on the warpath, but it's been decades, I'll tell you that. I mean, look. All of us have a thing that bugs us, and for whatever reason, this is the thing. Because it's not an opinion that it's daylight saving time. That's actually the name of it. Right. I mean, I don't have to school you guys about the Uniform Time Code of 1966.
Sure, oh, no, that's one of my favorites.
Of
yeah.
course we don't.
Yeah.
It's actually called daylight saving time. I mean, it actually has a name, and it's just as easy, as I've explained so many times before, it's just as easy to say it right. But I will tell you, two things have happened, Kevin, since you and I worked together.
Okay.
Number one is I moved to a country where, while we do still have a time change, very similar to North America, we don't call it daylight saving time.
No.
Okay? So I go from Greenwich Mean Time to British Summertime.
British Summertime. Wow.
That really cuts out a lot of drama in my life to not have to worry about it.
Right. But hold on. You're on Twitter a lot. Yeah. And you read, you know,
you see
US
them damn stupid Americans still
lot.
Over there
it
in the car.
It has to still drive you crazy.
It does. But I will tell you this, and you may look at this and you may go, wow, my friend is growing up. He is actually a little more mature than I once knew.
Okay.
Because I'm not saying I'm giving up. But what I am saying is we now live in a world where there's no such thing as right and wrong English. I mean, I don't know if you follow the new dictionary words, but irregardless of the dictionary now.
And supposedly.
Supposedly is as well.
Supposedly. Yeah.
That's unacceptable.
So, somebody tweeted me and said, are you the one writing for the dictionary.com?
So, I mean, I guess we're in a world now where literally, and I'm using that word correctly, any word goes. There's no such thing as an incorrect word. I mean, last week, Sluggo, you probably saw this. They put in some words from The Simpsons, right? Embiggen is in the dictionary now from a dumb Simpsons episode. So maybe it's the COVID. Maybe it's just we live in a world now with a pandemic where people think, well, I guess we just can't get worked up about the little things anymore. But it does bother me less than it used to.
Wow. So you're throwing in the towel as well. Everybody's throwing in the towel on the right things.
My little friend is growing up.
Yeah, that's amazing.
I mean, look, I would still prefer that people say it correctly, but I'm no longer going to track you down on the internet, find out where you live, and go burn your house down. Past that. I'm not burning anyone's house down anymore because I've done that too often.
If you ever need an arsonist, though, you know who to get a hold of. Just let me know, and I'm happy to help
you.
I got you.
Hey, what's going on? Forgive me for not knowing as much about the station. What's going on in the mornings over there? Is it still Jamie and Frosty and Woody or whatever that show's called?
It's Heidi and Frank.
Yeah, the Heidi and Frank show. I love that show.
Heidi and Frank, I know those guys.
Dean, I cannot tell you how great it is not to have to get up. Yeah, you know how great it is to not have to get up.
Yeah, what's that like for you? It's been an interesting experience for him to wake up still at 4 in the morning but not have to be here until, you know, almost 4 in the afternoon. How's it been for you not having to be up at the damn crack, before the crack of dawn?
Well, I was lucky because the last few years that we did the show together on K-Rock, I lived in New Orleans, which is in the Central Time Zone. So I was used to going on the air at 7:30 a.m., around 6:30 a.m.
What about daylight savings? Did that change?
Oh, how dare you. Here we go. Here we go now. So I'm pretty much on the same schedule now. My normal body clock is around 6:30 a.m., so I'm doing great. And I love being back home here in England. I mean, a lot of people were really surprised when I decided to leave America.
Yeah, just what... The worst possible timing, though. You know, I remember that first picture you tweeted of you on the tube with a ton of other British folk, and then like a couple of weeks later, you were on the tube completely alone, by yourself. You've not been able to go anywhere, see Europe, anything, since all this happened, right? Which is your whole point of going, right? So you should come back here and just come back to work, really, is what you should do. Give up this.
I can't complain. I can't complain. Everybody's been going through the exact same thing. You know, look at all the stuff that you guys look forward to. Look at the Coachella being canceled. All the stuff that we all wanted, all the vacations we wanted to go to, all the places we wanted to see. Yep. Yeah, I'm exactly in that same boat. But you're right. The timing was my wife and I were going to move to Europe and, hey, let's go to Barcelona. Hey, let's go to Prague. Hey, let's go to Istanbul. We had all these things planned. And, of course, it's just all on hold. I mean, you know, like they say all the time on the TV here, there's a light at the end of a very long tunnel, but at least we can see it. We're all heading in the right direction. I'm sure you guys have, some of you anyway, have gotten your jabs, as we call them, your first dose.
No, we haven't gotten our jabs
Sluggo
yet.
Sluggo and I have not gotten jabs yet.
Yeah.
But when they lower they lower the age in California to 90, we'll be right there.
First in line.
So I have gotten my first one. I'm just waiting for my second one. So it's just, you know, it's just a question of just being patient and just, you know, keep calm and carry on. That's all we can do.
Yeah. So since you and your wife have been spending so much time together, how everything is good? Because it's always interesting as, you know, people have had suddenly been thrust, as it were, into this situation with their spouses and mates. Sometimes they get along better, much better. Sometimes they find new things.
We've been doing great. You know, my wife and I have been together for 30 years now.
That's
and,
amazing.
You know, our lives have changed less than most people have as a result of the pandemic because I was already working at home and was already pretty much a homebody. So we're used to spending a lot of time together.
Right there with you, man.
No complaints there. You know. We do, you know, we do live near a very large, it's called the Heath, Hampstead Heath, which is 800 acres, and it's forests, and it's streams, and it's trees, and it's valleys.
Wow.
And it's just a great place to get out. Every day we walk a couple of miles with the dogs out, so that fresh air and that exercise really makes a huge difference when you're housebound.
I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, who are you?
What the
Who's
hell?
On the phone?
Is this Ralph? Fresh air outdoors walking? What?
I know, right?
What's happened?
It's great to have dogs because they kind of force you to think of somebody other than yourself. You know what I mean? They kind of, they make you go out and do stuff with them because that makes them happy and that makes you happy. And you don't worry about the affairs of the world for a couple of hours.
I have a little tiny dog, so I can just take her around the front yard and go right back in the house. Like 30 seconds later. Yeah. We're done. We're done here.
I'm very happy here. Very glad to have moved. And I was so excited, Kevin, when I saw the news, as many of you, you know, your fans and our fans were. And the fact that you, A, get to be with Sluggo, which I know is a joy, and B, get to be on such a good radio station.
Yay.
It's just wonderful. I'm so, so happy for you guys. I really am.
We are too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I really want to get a new bit rolling because it's like 10 o'clock at night there for you, right?
Yes, that's right. Right now, because you've already had your time changed. We haven't had ours at 7 hours usually.
Okay, so I would like to get a new let's bother Bean and wake him up sort of thing. I'm going to call you
just randomly,
randomly.
Tell us about your podcast real quick because we do have to go.
Yeah, let me put in a plug. I appreciate that. Our dear friend Allie McKay that Kevin and I worked with for all those years on K-Rock, she and I got together and started doing a podcast back in October. There's a free version of it wherever you get your podcast. It's called A Cup of Tea and a Chat. And then we also do a Patreon version.
Hello?
I think if you enjoy the old Kevin and Bean show, you will enjoy A Cup of Tea and a Chat. We really, really do have a lot of fun, and it's a great community. So, yeah, check it out, you guys. And I hope we all get to talk again soon here on KLOS.
Nice.
Glad you're doing well. Thank you, man.
Yeah, very, 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 very cool to hear you again, especially the two of you. I know I'm speaking for lots of humans out there. To hear the two of you talking together again on the radio. I mean, you're a massive part of this damn town.
Look, it's just love.
Yeah, it is.
It's all love.
And a little bit of lust.
Bye, Sluggo. Bye, right. Kevin.
Bye, Bean.
Tis the absolute worst of Kevin and Sluggo. They're on spring break today, but they'll be back tomorrow on Thursday with yet another edition of the 1 second of nonstop rock game. But right now, you're hearing stuff that's happened over the last couple of weeks, including a certain phone call that came in one time. Kevin, who's on the phone?
Jimmy Kimmel.
What?
Hootie-hoo.
How are you, James?
I've never been on this radio station.
What? That's an atrocity.
Wow.
Welcome to it.
Have you ever been on this radio station, Kevin? So, I know you have.
But no, I haven't.
No, this is your first time.
Yeah, first day.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
I thought you used to crank call Mark and Brian all the time.
I don't think. No. Okay. No, we didn't.
We crank called Karl Malone and Vic the Brit. That's what we used to crank call.
And Rick French Deese. President, yeah.
And Rick Deese, right. Yes. Yeah, exactly. So is this a podcast, or what are you guys doing right now?
It's a radio. It's a radio station.
There's these weird old things that are still around radio. And
and the FBI allows you to be on the air together?
So far. Yeah. I mean, it's only been 2.5 hours, but so far, yes. I
haven't heard from Robert Stack. So.
Has anyone said first time caller, first time listener?
No,
they have not.
All right, well, there you go.
They have not.
Well, I'm so happy that you're both back on. And I want to share a story. I mean, Kevin, I have many stories about you, but I have a story about Sluggo.
Oh, excellent. No. Excellent.
Jimmy Kimmel, give me. No, please.
Excellent.
All right, let's hear it.
So when the first week I was on the air at K-Rock, I was terrified. I was, you know, I'd been fired at a whole bunch of radio stations, most recently a radio station in Tucson, Arizona. And when I interviewed with Kevin and Bean, they didn't really seem that excited about the fact that I was there.
Good job, guys.
First of all, we didn't know he was there.
They didn't know I was there.
Right.
I showed up for work, and they said the words, and this is not a joke, they hired you?
Welcome.
That's true.
And, which was a terrifying thing to hear. And
yeah.
So I knew I had to win them over as quickly as I possibly could. But I was on the air not so long after that. They let me go on the air. And I got a note in my locker one morning from none other than Doug the Slug, who wrote me a very, very nice note saying, hey, I heard you on the air, and you're really funny, and you sound great, and welcome to the radio station.
Oh, wow.
What happened to you, Sluggo?
No, that was early on in my life. I'm like, wow.
Wow, when did you change so much?
And right, I never forgot it. And I have to say, it meant a lot to me. And, you know, I don't know Doug that well because we had, obviously, we were on early in the morning. He was on late at night. But I always appreciated that, and I will never forget it.
Well, dude, I remember you with the Party Patrol at KZZP back in Phoenix back in the day, and you were just always so entertaining and just so nice, and it was so fun to hang out with you. And so
I didn't even know you even remembered me because I was just kind of standing in the corner watching everyone else pick up girls.
You were a wallflower.
That's what I appreciated. Anybody that wanted to hang out at a radio station. I understand that.
I do love radio stations. And I'll tell you, I was in, we took a road trip over the summer and we stopped at that McDonald's in Barstow. You know that McDonald's
yes.
on the way to Vegas?
Of course.
And I, for whatever, I was going to the restroom upstairs. I went upstairs and they have this really, like this radio station looks like a time capsule from 1981. It looks like it has equipment that was old in 1981. And I was longing to get in there. You know, it's a pre-recorded station, so nobody was in there. But I really felt that weird feeling I would feel when I was a teenager, and I just wanted to be in the radio station.
Did you think of breaking in?
I did think of breaking in, and then also I thought, like, well, maybe if I, like, tweet something, they'll know I'm standing out here. And then I was like, oh, what am I doing? Everyone's waiting for me in the bus. Go downstairs. Your children don't care about it. So are you excited to be back on the air, Kevin?
I am, actually. I am, yeah.
And you're doing this for alimony, right? Is that That's what I was told.
That is not true.
That's not true?
No. But I appreciate you bringing it up.
Well, when I offered to call in, you didn't think it was going to work out well for you.
I didn't. No. No, that's true. But I appreciate it, Jimmy. I appreciate it very much.
It's weird hearing you guys say Sammy Hagar.
Right?
It is.
Yeah.
That's not something that happened a lot of K-Rock.
Every once in a while if we were really drunk, but generally.
It's a weird first day, Jim. I got to be honest.
Yeah, the first day is always weird. And it's funny. You know what's weirder, though, than the first day to me? It's the following Wednesday next week.
Okay.
When everybody, all the excitement is kind of gone, and you're like, okay, well, this is where I work now.
I'm
and
still doing
this. This is it.
Well, should I quit then?
Yeah, right? That's about
yeah,
time.
You know, I don't know. Play it by ear. But okay. It's funny because there's a lot of hype going in, and then it keeps going, you know?
That's true, yeah. And the hype dies quickly.
Yeah.
How are things? Like, how is it at the station? Like, do they have snacks for you guys?
I didn't get any snacks. Do they have snacks, Sluggo?
No, there's no snacks.
That is the biggest difference between radio and television, is at TV shows, there are snacks. And that word for me was like, that was the real selling point. When I couldn't believe it. I didn't even know what to make of it, because I do remember, like, we didn't even have coffee at K-Rock.
Yeah, that's true.
I remember Elvis Costello was on, and I said, can I get you anything? Which was always a scary thing to say to the guests, because sometimes they'd say yes.
Yeah, we had nothing.
Had nothing
right.
to give. But he said, I'd love some tea, and I thought that seemed like a reasonable request. So I ran down the hall, and I got some, you know, we didn't even have like a hot pitcher of water. So I got some water and I put it in the cup and I put it in the microwave and I microwaved it for like 2 minutes and then I put in a Lipton bag and I ran it down the hall to Elvis Costello and he tasted and he said, this is the best tea I've had.
Wow, what?
Since I was in England, he said, what kind of tea is this? And I said, Lipton.
But it was made with so much love.
It really was.
He could taste the love.
Lipton tea. Yeah.
That's funny.
How's the show been going so far? I just finished doing my show, so I
so far, so good. I mean, I haven't made any mistakes.
Yeah, you know, people are wagering as to when the first moment with Kevin is going to happen, and fortunately, no one, he hasn't paid off yet, so.
I've been great. I have to be honest. I've been great. What?
Has the Armenian comedian appeared yet?
He has not.
Oh. How about Tad?
Wait, hold on. I texted Lightning last night,
yeah.
And I said, hey, if we want to put the Armenian comedian on, how would I do that? And so he called, he checked all of the numbers that he had for Sam, and they were all disconnected.
I find that very hard.
Listen, I'm just telling you what, and Sam had called him 2 days ago. So he had no idea what was going
on. Way, in that situation, it could easily be Lightning. That's the problem.
Oh, very.
I mean, there's no, you know, there's definitely a chance that it wasn't Sam's fault.
Yeah, but there were multiple numbers, he said. I don't know, dude. Yeah. I don't know. I think that may have been God saying no. Don't put him on.
God doesn't say no to the Armenian comedian. God says yes.
I bet he's turning up sometime soon. That's my guess.
I would guess so. I don't know why I enjoy putting him on so much when people hate it.
It
really makes me happy. I don't know why.
Yeah, I do wonder if you will have the same enthusiasm if Sluggo likes the Armenian comedian.
Hey, this guy's funny. Let's get him on tomorrow.
I probably won't care as much. You're right, because everyone else voted against him and hated him. That's right.
No, that's not actually true. You know, you did that poll on Twitter, and you asked, should he be on 1 hour or 2 hours or every hour?
All hours.
And 92% or something said that's, every hour.
That's voted on that poll, by the way. I voted 3 hours.
Well, I can't get a hold of him, but I'll work on it. I'm sorry to let you down, Jimmy.
I will get him for you. Don't worry. You know what would be a fun thing to do with the Armenian comedian? I'm serious about this.
This is Jimmy Kimmel, by the way, if you're just tuning in.
We should buy him a one-way ticket to Bean's house in London.
Yes! Oh, yes!
That's the best idea ever.
Yes.
We'll give him Bean's address, and he just shows up there.
There you go.
And Bean will not be happy.
Bean loves it when people show up at his house all of a sudden.
He likes surprise visits.
Yeah.
Even if you're invited, Bean doesn't want you showing
true.
Up.
That's true. That's true. Actually, I went to see him up in his place in Seattle.
You did?
Yeah, and he showed me the whole house, and it was amazing. And like about 2 weeks later, I was talking to him again, and he goes, dude, you should come up and see the house someday. Totally didn't remember that I had.
Oh, wow.
I made such a great impression. We had such a fun time together.
Well, he's got so many people in and out of that.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like, you think Hefner remembers who Miss February 1981 was?
Well, I did look like some of his Playboy.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
All right. I love that idea. Let's buy him a one-way ticket.
Yes. Yeah. And then he has to figure out his way home.
Yes.
It's quite an adventure. I would imagine that Bean would open the door, unless he has a peephole, in which case he wouldn't even open the door. He'd open the door, he'd take a look at him, and then he'd close the door immediately.
100%. Remember when Matt Money Smith went up to his house?
Matt
Money Smith, we gave him the address. He went up to the house. He knocked on the door. Bean's wife, Donna, answered. She was happy to see him. Bean was sitting on the couch, and he said, what the F are you doing here?
He loves
Matt.
Yeah, I would say Matt was probably his favorite coworker of all of us.
Agreed.
And that was the response. That was the welcome. Yeah.
Yes. So I like the idea,
Jimmy. I kind of understand that. I'm very social myself.
Sluggo's very antisocial.
Yeah, I'm the new, I can fill in that way.
Yeah, you're sitting here, you're having a conversation, you seem to be enjoying yourself, right?
But it's all filthy lies.
I see.
Thank you for calling, Jimmy. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude, you rule.
That means I'm out?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, is it over? It's over?
It's over.
What, you got a red rocker to give away?
We have this exciting commercial message. Enjoy.
A rocker is something an old person dies in. Oh, sorry. All right, boys.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. We're actually on spring break today, and today only.
One day of spring break today.
Yes. We are going to party our asses off. Right now, it's time for the
worst of.
Worst of. I was going to say best.
No.
But
no
then
such
I
thing.
Rethought it, and it's the worst of.
So here's another little segment from, I don't know, a few days ago, weeks ago, years ago.
Hey, how you doing? It's Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, Sylvester, how are you?
Wow.
I'm good. How are you guys doing, you know?
We're doing really well. We're just talking about celebrities that have their own strain of whatever, wine, weed.
Wow, do you have...
I heard you guys. That's why I'm calling in, because I was listening, so I know the conversation, right? I'm not stupid.
Okay,
I'm not mentally irregular.
I didn't know if you were listening. My bad.
I'm not calling just, you know, find out the time and the temperature, okay? It's like, I have something to say about what you're talking about.
Okay, I got you.
441 and 82.
I have a wine I would like to talk about, so people, you know, maybe buy it and then maybe, like, make some money with it.
Wow. You have a Sylvester Stallone wine.
Yes, Stallone Vineyards.
Okay.
And we've got a new red out called Warrior.
Warrior.
Warrior!
Right.
Say it properly.
Do I have to yell it?
No, it's just like you're having a hard time, so I'm trying to help you.
Warrior! Yeah, that's
it's a red blend.
Uh-huh.
Okay? It's got like hints of napalm, you know, and like just like undertones of like guts.
That sounds awful.
There's like a hint of gunpowder as well, you know? with like some old boots. You know, like when you stab a guy with a bayonet, you know, or a machete, and then you lick the blood off the blade.
No, that I do know.
I've never. Oh, Sluggo
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
No, it's no. Like that. It's like that. It's like a red wine for men, you know, for like men who kill men.
How many men do you think are out there that want your wine?
I don't know, you know. That's what we're going to find out. You know, I want to talk to you, and then maybe like people hear it, and then they buy it. I don't know. I'm not a winemaker. Right. I'm an actor, you know?
Okay. All right. I'm just saying it's an odd thing for you. That's all.
We got a Warrior. We got Sweat. This is my white wine. It's called Sweat.
Why would you name it Sweat?
Because, you know, like, when you're in the ring and you're, like, beating a guy to a pulp, you, like, sweat.
Yeah, but that's not sexy.
It's salty wine. And then we all, I got my favorite one, Merlot. It's called First Blood.
First Blood.
Ah.
First Blood, you want First Blood?
No, no.
I got First Blood.
No, 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 no.
You want First Blood?
No, no.
Oh, come on.
This is Rambo now.
No. Spit on me. I come on and spit on me. And I try to protect my country, and then drink First Blood.
Okay. All right. Take it.
I need my blood.
Okay, all right. Thank you for coming. What is happening? No, stop shooting.
What is this? What the hell is going on? It's the worst of Kevin and Sluggo. They'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the 1 second of nonstop rock game. But right now they're on spring break, which means they're playing some of the... I keep talking about us like them, but whatever. Some stuff that's happened over the last few days, like the stuff you believed when you were a kid calls. You were telling us the stuff that you believed when you were a kid that's just plain ridiculous.
So... I'm blind in my left eye,
okay.
And when I was little, I thought that when I covered my right eye with both eyes open, I could see through my hand because everything was kind of fuzzy.
Okay.
So I thought I had superpowers.
Oh, I see.
See through my hand.
Wow. It does make sense logically.
Yeah.
If you can see something.
Yeah. Very interesting.
All right. Thanks. Thank you for the call. We appreciate it. KLOS, hello.
Hi. I have a story as a kid.
Please, stupid things you thought as a kid.
So I must have been about 5 when you're just learning to read. When I would see carpool, I thought it was only for cars with pool.
I love that.
That makes so much sense.
That is the best.
Right?
Right on. What's your name?
Yes, Monica.
Monica, I wish I had a car like that.
Thank you, Monica. Thank you. That would be awesome. KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Stupid things you thought as a kid.
This is way back when I was 13, and I went to, they had Social Security offices that you could go to.
Okay.
And then the thing was, my parents never gave me a Social Security card. So at 13, I said, yeah, I'm going to go get a Social Security card. So I went down, I filled out all the stuff, and I got a Social Security card. It came in the mail and everything. So my parents said, oh, yeah, no, we got it. So I thought I had 2 numbers.
For how long?
Until I was an adult. And I said, no, I'm not going to use the Social Security number that my parents got. I'm going to use the one that I got, because the one I got was better.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right, but it was the same number. They knew it. But, I mean, it's like, you know, I thought for sure that I had 2 Social Security numbers.
That's beautiful.
You rule. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, we're talking about stupid things you thought as a kid.
Although I would say that guy was duped by his parents, not necessarily.
Yeah, true.
That would be believable.
True.
What do you got?
If you cross your eyes, they're going to stick like that.
Yeah. They do love to say that one a
lot. They do.
Hello, KLOS.
So one time, me and my mom were driving somewhere, and I was sitting in the front seat. I was probably about 6 or 7, and we were driving somewhere, and she was out of gas. She was on the E-line. And I was really scared that we were going to get stuck in the middle of the road and have no gas. And she had said that however the mileage on your car tells you how many miles you have left.
On the odometer?
On the odometer. That's how many miles you have left when you're on the E.
Wow, she led you. So it would say
835,226 miles left to go. Don't worry about it. We're good.
She had.
Wow. Well, that's nice to keep the kid from.
Did you ever run out of gas because you thought you had? Oh, you
gone. Okay.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Hello.
I know that you don't probably know this about me, but I do spend about half of my time reading medical journals.
Okay.
Just for fun.
All right. And the pictures.
Yes. And I found this headline, pollution blamed for rising number of boys born with testicles in wrong place.
Like across the street?
Landmark study shows.
Where do they end up?
I mean, the biggest one, I think, is the undescended testicles, right, which is an actual thing anyway in a certain amount of kids.
Yeah.
But they're saying that pollution is making it much worse.
What exactly do you mean wrong place?
That's why we bring in an expert.
Montana?
I don't have that information, but I believe our expert from the Public Health of France, his name is Dr. Marcel Desnoisettes. Is that correct, sir?
Yes, that is correct. You have said my name correctly. C'est moi. I am Dr. Marcel Nassret.
Excuse me.
This is a surprise to you, but I am actually a victim of cryptorchidism, which you are referring to as the testicle is not descending from the abdominal cavity.
I had no idea that you were suffering from this.
No one does. No one could suspect when they meet me that my testicles have not descended. On him itself, I believe it or not, it is absolutely true. So this is a very personal matter for me to be talking about with you
on
the radio there in the United States of America.
Okay, because you understand it. This is great.
Yeah, you have
a personal experience with it, yes.
Okay. Are you okay, sir?
Yes, that's much better.
Oh, that's a miracle.
Wow. What happened?
It's an 18th of March miracle. What? Whatever it is.
Happened indeed.
I guess they popped.
Oh, well. Wow. Did you breathe heavily?
Color me happy.
Well, it sounded forced, but I'll take it.
There's usually a girl that calls and asks, hey, when is Greg Beharrell coming on? She's studying. She's in college or something in Canada. Do you know who that is by chance?
Yeah, regular caller.
She's awesome. She's very funny.
But she always calls long before you're supposed to be on the radio. What are you doing?
Is she the one who works in the marijuana dispenser?
Yes.
There you go.
Didn't
think of it.
There you go.
Yeah. Do we going to do the intervention?
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Dude, about your Coke problem. Really?
This would come up eventually.
We do need to talk about it.
Yeah.
How many Cokes do you drink a night?
Well, over the course of a day, it's 24.
What?
No, cans.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what?
Oh, okay. So we're still offended at that.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. Offended is the word. I'm just 24
cans of Coke in 1 hour. I mean, in one day.
Oh, an hour. There's a challenge.
Yeah.
In a day. But only 12 at night. So we're good.
Well, that's...
While you're working, you do 12?
12, yeah.
And you work 5 hours?
Well, ish.
Ish?
Yeah. So, I mean, I see you walking around the building all the time with a 12-pack of Coke every night. And
I'll tell you what. There's aspartame in it, right? Aspartame is used in the mummification process, so my insides are quite young.
Well, I didn't look at it that way.
Can we look at it that way?
You have the insides of a 12-year-old.
Cut him open and see.
Very healthy.
Him open.